On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How's LA?
It's a bit overcast today, but it's all good. I'm just cruising down the 405, which is an LA tradition.
Fantastic.
Stuck on the freeway, but it's light over here.
Very good, very good. Hey, what's happening in the movies at the moment? Anything particularly exciting you've been to see or anyone cool you've talked to in the last week?
Well, there's a film that's in theatres yesterday in New Zealand that I interviewed the lead actor from. The film is called Booksmart.
Ah.
And it stars Beanie Feldstein and Caitlin Deva as these two teenage friends, and I did an interview with Beanie Feldstein for the Herald, and she's Jonah Hill's sister.
She's,
do you know Beanie Feldstein?
I do, she's very cool. She was the best friend in Lady Bird, I believe, which is that Greta Gerwig movie that came out a couple of years ago.
Yeah, she was. She is awesome. She talked about that. I think she's a really cool young actor, and it was really awesome talking to her, and she's amazing in the film. And because she's Jonah Hill's sister, and because of the setup of the film, people are comparing it to Superbad quite a lot. But it's only kind of structurally the same.
Right.
It's a really cool film. You haven't seen Booksmart, right?
I haven't, but I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Yeah, it became the subject of an interesting debate over here when it was released a couple of months ago. Just less than that. It was released on sort of many thousands of theaters. They went wide with it, as they say, and it didn't garner an audience that reflects that the number of theaters that it was in.
Right.
And people were all saying that it was a real bummer because they should have. What they usually do with films like this, and what they did with things like Lady Bird, is they release it in a few theaters and it builds word of mouth, and then they slowly expand and it snowballs a bit. But let's open wide, let's do a big popcorn general release. And so then the perception became that the film had failed on some level, which is a bummer because it's an amazing film and it shouldn't have other people saying that it shouldn't have been subjected to those kind of expectations. So that's all pretty irrelevant to the New Zealand release, really. At the end of the day, it's just a great movie. But
what's the general gist of the plot?
It's the last day of high school, and these two girls are realizing that they were a bit studious throughout school, and that they may have denied themselves some essential high school partying experiences. So they decide on that last day that they're going to like go to a party and rock out. And it's mainly about their friendship, and it's a really wonderful film. And I can't recommend it highly enough, even though the film festival's still on, and that's great too.
I reckon it's cool to see like a buddy comedy that you normally get a lot of boys kind of movies, like Superbad, coming out with it there. It's nice to have a buddy comedy full of girls as well, I think. That's something I would have liked to have seen when I was in high school, I reckon.
Yeah, Beanie Feldstein said exactly the same thing, and it is being heralded as, you know, a fresh female take on something traditionally seen from the male perspective. But it's great, and which is why it's kind of a bummer that this narrative around it has been applied to it. And we don't want people to be discouraged from, you know, diversifying perspectives.
Totally.
Does casually and without feeling like tokenism or prejudice or anything. It's just kind of about how everyone, you know, it's reflective of the modern world. And
totally.
Really,
oh, that's good to hear. So Booksmart, that's just come out yesterday in New Zealand cinemas. That's something people can go to this weekend. I saw the Jojo Rabbit trailers come out, Taika Waititi's new movie.
That's a nice trailer, eh?
It is. If people don't know what this movie's about, it's kind of Taika Waititi doing a satire. Is it a book? I can't remember if it's a book first.
Or is it based on a book.
I thought it might be, but he basically plays a satirical idiot version of Hitler. It sounds like it's going to be very funny.
Yeah, the book's got a different title, and this script's been floating around for a while. I just love the idea that Taika got to a point where he had his he had the power to do whatever he wanted to do in Hollywood. Well, he had the more power to do that, and he's like, I'm going to make my Hitler passion project. and it's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it looks very good. The trailer's out if people want to go and check it out. Is there anything else people should be keeping their eyes peeled for this weekend?
That's it from my perspective. Obviously, the film festival's still going, so people should be engaging with that. It's a great lineup this year.
Very good.
And, I did a really awesome interview yesterday for a very eagerly anticipated upcoming film, but I can't tell you what it was, unfortunately.
Ooh, Cloak and Dagger. Oh, well, we look forward to being able to hear what that is then, Fabian.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have even brought it up.
Oh, it's so secret. It's so secret.
Yeah.
Such is the way of life in Hollywood, isn't it? Isn't it, Fabian?
Yeah.
Hey, we better let you go, but thank you for chatting to us this morning. Booksmart is your pick for the weekend.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Cheers. See ya.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
I've heard a lot of good things.